Tucker Carlson, America's Core Problems Are Not Racial. America's Core Problems Are Economic. By Jeff Poor on September 25, 2020. Thursday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program with a monologue dissecting the latest round of turmoil in America's streets spurred by the announcement of a grand jury's finding on the Breonna Taylor episode in Louisville, Kentucky. Carlson argues that the country's problems are not racial but economic, explaining that a small group of people have a disproportionate amount of money. He suggested that for those on the right end of that equation, it may behoove them to fund racial conflict, so those on the wrong end of the equation would not think about it from that viewpoint. Transcript as follows. Carlson, it's hard to think clearly when things are on fire. That's a basic rule of life, that may be why looking back on it, we've seen so much arson recently. If you wanted to keep the public from thinking clearly about what you plan to do to their country, you might riot and no one would notice that you're lying. They definitely have been lying. Every story we've been told for the past 3 months has been at its core a lie, all of them from the first day. George Floyd was executed by racist cops on the street. That's what they told us. That's what everyone believed. Yet when the autopsy became public, it showed that George Floyd had lethal levels of fentanyl in his system among other drugs. Floyd said he couldn't breathe long before police landed on him as he was in fact sitting untouched in the back of a patrol car. But the mob wasn't interested in hearing those details. They torched Minneapolis. In Kenosha, Democrats told us that bloodthirsty cops just walked up and shot Jacob Blake as he was trying to break up a fight between two women. It was horrifying. But that's not what happened. Police arrived there after a woman called 911 to say Blake was at her home in violation of a restraining order. That woman had previously accused Blake of sexual assault. Blake fought with the responding officers. First cops tried non-lethal force to subdue him. They tased Blake, that didn't work. When they saw him reach for a knife, they shot him. What else were they supposed to do exactly? But Kamala Harris wasn't interested in knowing what actually happened. She declared that she was proud of Jacob Blake and then her voters burned Kenosha. Tonight, the mob is in Louisville to protest the death of Breonna Taylor. News organizations told us that Taylor was in bed when police shot her. But she wasn't, she was in her hallway. They told us that Taylor had nothing to do with her drug-dealing ex-boyfriend whom police were investigating. That's why they were there. In fact, intercepted jailhouse communication suggests that Taylor was warehousing that man's drug money. They told us that police shot first. That's not true. Taylor's boyfriend shot a cop first. Then they told us over and over and over again that police surprised Taylor in the middle of the night. They barged into her apartment in a so-called no-knock raid. Then yesterday the Attorney General of Kentucky exposed that as yet another lie. The police did in fact knock on Breonna Taylor's door. They identified themselves as police. There's a witness to it. But it didn't matter. They kept lying to us. Kamala Harris issued a statement attacking no-knock raids. Amazingly, so did Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Republican. Tim Scott should know better. A grand jury did know better. The jurors considered all of the available evidence in the Breonna Taylor case. And yesterday, they declined to charge the officers with murder. There wasn't any evidence that a murder took place. That is how our system is supposed to work. We don't indict the innocent. That's wrong. It's not justice. But the mob doesn't care about justice no matter what they scream. They want blood. So with the encouragement of so many of our leaders, they unleashed violence on the city of Louisville. They set fires. They destroyed businesses, then to the surprise of no one, they opened fire on the police. Here are scenes of it. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, shots fired. Shots fired. Unidentified female, good. Unidentified female, I'm good. Unidentified female, you all good? Unidentified female, I'm good. Unidentified female, right there. Right there. Officer down. Right there. Unidentified female, officer down? Unidentified female, yes. Unidentified female, we've got an officer down. End video clip. Carlson, two police officers were shot last night in Louisville. They're not the only police officers who have been shot recently for political reasons. They're just the latest. That's not front page news. No, it's not front page news. Tonight, thank God, both of those officers are still alive. a man called Lorenzo Johnson is under arrest for shooting them. It seems clear this was not a street crime. It seems clear these were attempted political assassinations. Lorenzo Johnson's social media posts don't look very different from Kamala Harris's Twitter feed. Pro-BLM, outraged by the racist killing of Breonna Taylor. Whipped into a frenzy by media-generated lies. It is not surprising that people like Johnson will try to murder the police. In fact, they told us last night before they did that they plan to do that. Begin video clip. Unidentified male, all y'all get ready to, bleep, die. End video clip. Carlson, get ready to die. Now that's not the kind of thing liberal suburban moms are thinking when they plant BLM signs on their lawns. But that's the reality of it. BLM leaders have told us many times they would like to murder cops. It's not something they whisper, and it's something they shout on camera. When two cops were shot last night in Louisville, BLM's chapter there did not express a word of sympathy for the officers in the hospital with bullets in them. Instead, BLM Louisville called for the total abolition of law enforcement. Apparently, the plan is to take out one cop at a time. Here's BLM last night in Louisville. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, burn it down. Burn it down. Burn it down. Unidentified female, turn that camera off. Turn it off. End video clip. Carlson, these are violent thugs obviously. Many of them, by the way, have college degrees from expensive universities. But in the end, they're all just foot soldiers. There are legions behind them. People you don't see on camera. It takes legions. It takes money and it takes organization to stage effective riots for 3.5 months. So it's worth asking, who is funding all of this? That is a central question too few have tried to answer it. We still don't know the full answer, but we're getting a clear picture tonight. Last night, we showed you footage of a U-Haul truck in Louisville full of rioting supplies and mobile armor. Watch the mob descend on that U-Haul within minutes of the grand jury's verdict. Video clip plays. Carlson, when we showed you that footage last night, we suggested we had leads as to who might have rented that U-Haul. Tonight we know who did. We've determined that a woman called Holly Zoller paid for that U-Haul truck. Zoller works as a so-called bail disruptor. That's her description from an organization called the Bail Project. The Bail Project helps get suspected criminals and rioters back out onto the street as quickly as they can. So who funds the Bail Project? It takes money to get people out of jail. Take a look at that organization's board of directors and it tells you the story. There's a first-term Democratic congresswoman on there. But other than that, you will not find a more pampered group of revolutionaries. One board member is a woman called Lisa Gersh. She previously served as the president of strategic initiatives at NBC and a managing director at NBC Universal. She also was the CEO of Martha Stewart Living Omni Media. Gersh even founded her own law firm at one point, not a starving artist. Another board member is a man called Michael Novogratz. He is the CEO of Galaxy Investment Partners and a former principal at Fortress Investment Group LLC, and the Fortress Macro Fund. He's a finance guy. He also serves on the board of the Princeton Varsity Club. So what's going on here? Why are the most privileged people in our society? Rich executives like Gersh and Novogratz supporting an organization that bails people out of jail who are destroying our cities and attacking our police. People like that, board members like this live far from the scenes of riot. So why are they paying for riots? Maybe they're doing it to cover their own tracks. That's a thought. America's core problems are not racial. America's core problems are economic. A small group of people have a disproportionate amount of money. Everyone else is getting poor. For the majority of the population, the American dream is dying. But if you were on the right end of that equation, you wouldn't want the public to think too much about this. So maybe you'd fund racial conflict, so they wouldn't think about it. It's pretty clever. It's also completely evil. Last night, we told you about the Hearst Corporation. That's a media company that generates more than $11 billion a year. One of Hearst's properties, maybe its most famous property, is Cosmopolitan Magazine. Cosmopolitan Magazine spent most of yesterday raising money to bail out rioters in Louisville. At one point yesterday, Cosmo tweeted an image of Holly Zoller, the woman who rented the U-Haul and others along with this message. Support protesters who are brave enough to go out and take a stand in coming days. Take a stand? Cosmo wants you to take a stand and send money to people who are taking a stand. So what does taking a stand look like? Well, they took a stand last time in Portland, Oregon. Cosmo readers did. They tried to kill police officers with Molotov cocktails. Keep in mind, this took place thousands of miles from Louisville and Breonna Taylor. Why? Video clip plays. Carlson, just Cosmo readers taking the stand. You'll notice that no one in the crowd tries to stop the firebombing. Instead, they hoist middle fingers at the police. Meanwhile, in Seattle last night, BLM forgot the gasoline. So they tried to kill a cop with a baseball bat. Watch this. Video clip plays. Carlson, just to be clear, because this is something else they're lying about pretty relentlessly, the people you just saw are not Trump voters. And that's not a partisan point designed to help the president's re-election campaign. It is true. Every one of these people is a Democrat or Democrat adjacent. Why is that relevant? Many reasons. But here's one: a word from Kamala Harris might slow these people down. But Harris isn't interested in slowing them down. There's an election to win, so the mob rages on. By the way, you should know that in the name of racial justice, a BLM supporter shot a black cop in Louisville last night against racial justice. In Los Angeles, rioters screamed racial epithets at another black cop. Watch this. Video clip plays. Carlson, well, if nothing else, that shows that real life is a little bit more complicated than the straightforward black and white race war the media are always promoting. MSNBC won't acknowledge that, though. In fact, yesterday, they turned over its airwaves to talking heads who described the African-American Attorney General of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, as a race traitor for disagreeing with them. Watch. Begin video clip. Joy Reid, MSNBC host, don't look at the fact that this guy is black. That does not mean anything. He is a Republican through and through. He spoke at the RNC. He told you who he was believing. Cheryl Dorsey, retired LAPD sergeant, he is skinned folk, but he is not kinfolk. And so just like he thinks they can't speak for Kentucky because he is up there with a black face, he does not speak for all of us. Alicia Garza, American civil rights activist. I think what I saw this morning was a Bull Connor speech in 2020, and you're right. Unfortunately, it was being given by a black prosecutor. Jason Johnson, MSNBC contributor, I'm so disgusted by this. I'm so disgusted by Daniel Cameron's performance. I'm so sick and tired of black people going on the air and performing for violence and white supremacy and state-sponsored violence against black people and claiming their mamas and claiming they are because they are a black man, they care about it. End video clip. Carlson, here's the thought. You shouldn't put crap like that on TV. It's too dishonest. It's too divisive. It hurts the country too much. It's flat out racist, and it's wrong. And the people who run NBC News should be ashamed of that. They should stop putting that stuff on television. It legitimately hurts the country. But that's the position of the Democratic Party. Remember when Joe Biden announced that no true black person could vote Republican? Well, Biden's allies in the media, and that's everyone, went a step further. At MSNBC, they explained that black people are, quote, performing for white supremacy, if they don't toe the DNC's line. At CNN, the anchors want you to know it's, quote, politically charged to criticize, quote, mob violence. Can you imagine saying something like that? Our leaders in Congress and on television and at Cosmo have decided that law enforcement of any kind is an act of bigotry? Do they really believe that? Well, of course, they don't really believe that. That's why so many of them are surrounded by armed bodyguards. But it doesn't matter what they really believe. In the short term, in the run-up to this selection, they are getting their way, and the rest of us will have to live with the consequences of that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.